Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Danny Fry, Ryan Wiggins, Brad Ring.
That's us, that's right. Gotta love this American ride.
What do you want from me? I'm not America, sweetheart.
For the sake, kid, keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not America, sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
This is the day that people across the region and around the world have been working, striving, hoping, and praying for. They have done things over the last month that I think were really unthinkable. Nobody thought this could happen. With the historic agreement we've just signed, those prayers of millions have finally been answered. As you know, the hostages have been returned, and further work goes on having to do with the, sadly to say, bodies. Together, we've achieved what everybody said was impossible. At long last, we have peace in the Middle East, and it's a very simple expression, peace in the Middle East. And we've heard it for many years, but nobody thought it could ever get there, and now we're there.
And now we're there. President Trump speaking yesterday about the peace deal. And, you know, as I mentioned before, the flanking of world leaders on each side of him, wildly impressive to see all of this take place and to know that this was something that was really planned and thrown together in a short amount of time. And for the president to be back now, he's at the White House right now and he's hosting the president of Argentina. And we're going to look into that if we can't connect to Jim Carafano here in just a second. But paying attention to what world peace, you know, well, not world peace, but at least peace in the Middle East, he's still working on other portions of the world, that he's been working on this very hard. But also to know, here, one of the things that I think is not talked about enough, the accolades for the president specifically that isn't talked about enough, are the people who he has put in place to get the jobs that he has said that he would do done, to make it so that the things that they promised in the campaign could be taken care of. The things that were committed that he said he was going to do, he's been able to manifest these things into a reality because he has the right people in position to do all of these things all at the same time. Here is Mike Pompeo talking about the instance.
Rich, my history would suggest that it's going to be the hard way. These folks will not grow quietly. There's a reason they consider themselves a resistance. They believe with all their heart that the Jewish people's homeland is not properly located in the nation of Israel. We all know that's just a fraud and a lie. It is their homeland. And so I'm guessing that there will still be coercion that will have to be applied, but make no mistake about it. Israel has the upper hand militarily and diplomatically. The Egyptians and the Lebanese all can see that it's in their best interest if Hamas disarms and Hezbollah disarms as well. The Iranians no longer have the capacity to threaten the world with their nuclear weapons. All the pressure that has been applied against Hamas will deliver an outcome which, whether through coercion or voluntarily, or somewhere in between, they're going to have to fundamentally reshape what takes place there. And hopefully we can rebuild life for the people that live in Gaza.
There is former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo talking about the gravity of that situation. We saw President Obama. He spoke on the issue, and President Obama did not mention Trump, correct? He was one that left out. President Biden did mention Trump in his X post that he put out there. It's been kind of interesting and curious to see. There have been a lot of people who are in the Biden administration talking about how they really set the tone for this moment to happen. And you think to yourself, okay, well, that's kind of salty. How we get to this point where peace is happening and the Biden administration people are stepping in and making sure that their fingerprints are identified on the peace plan. But I credit Joe Biden for having put out Donald Trump to say that. Hillary Clinton as well. Here's Kamala Harris.
When this airs, President Trump will be on his way to the Middle East. They have this deal between Israel and Palestine. Both former Secretaries of State Hillary Clinton and Antony Blinken have commended President Trump for the ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas. Do you agree with them? Should he be commended?
Look, I don't think that we should hold in credit where it's due. I mean, first of all, let me say about that deal, I really do hope it becomes real and that the hostages are out, that Gaza is no longer being treated with such brutality of force, that aid goes in. And I commend the people who have been a part of this process. I commend the Qataris, the Egyptians, and the president.
And the president. So former Vice President Kamala Harris, a candidate who lost to Donald Trump in the last election, obviously. She doesn't say Trump, but she does say she commends the president. And that counts. That counts for people who, what we're going to see here is people who are going to, the amount of people willing to double down, triple, quadruple down on Trump as Hitler, every day that goes by, there's just a few people who can stomach the idea of being that delusional publicly, day after day after day. Now, it doesn't mean you're necessarily going to change people's minds on Donald Trump, but do you remember how loud the clarion call was for everybody to just understand how evil Donald Trump was? From the very beginning, they manifested this boogeyman idea of who Donald Trump was, and everybody put their hands in the middle. And they said, Orange Man Bad on three. One, two, three. Orange Man Bad. And then they perpetuated that every single day from that first moment. And it was in the primary, it was very interesting to see where Donald Trump started to get traction, because people loved Donald Trump when he first got in the initial primary. In that very crowded field of Republicans, full of big, big Republican names, Marco Rubio was my horse in that race. And boy, I feel vindicated that he's been a good one from having backed him then. Very reluctant to support Donald Trump, but in every day and twice on Sundays would I support Donald Trump over Hillary Clinton in a general election, and I'm very proud that I did. But I had to back into that one because everybody who I supported eventually was out of the race, and Donald Trump was the option that I had in front of me. And he's earned the support and respect from so many people over the course of the time, up against the wildest of odds. And you're seeing it from different networks. You're seeing it from different people in the Democrat Party, high-profile figures. Here's ABC's James Longman reporting on yesterday's news.
I think today what I've been mostly struck by is Donald Trump's sheer force of personality. There are not many men, not many leaders who can walk into the Knesset in Israel to such rapturous applause, such a warm welcome, to clearly know so many members of the Israeli leadership so personally. He's been in the weeds on this, and then less than an hour later, appear in a room of world leaders, Arab and Muslim leaders, and have the same kind of warm welcome. It really is his force of nature which has managed to make this happen. I mean, I was struck that he was standing on that stage here in Sharm el-Sheikh, welcoming world leader after world leader, many of whom he's had his disagreements with, as we know. And it wasn't President Sisi of Egypt doing that. It was him. He is front and center here. His force of will, he has said what he wants to happen. He's laid out this 20-point plan. The objectives are very clear. And of course, the big question is how we get there.
So you're listening to ABC reporting on this process and how successful this process has been and how willing people are to acknowledge the success of it. And walking into that room and seeing people on both sides of the issue, very, very excited to welcome him into the conversation. I mean, this is an incredible moment. Here's Alyssa Farah from The View, and this is from... this, I don't have a date on this, but there's Christmas up. So it's
January.
Christmas? January?
Yeah, early January.
Okay, so Christmas is still happening. Hanukkah is still happening. I see the menorah.
My point when I say I'm not going to be apocalyptic, it's not changing a tune. It's not making every single thing a five-alarm fire. Yeah. If he does good, if he gets the Israeli hostages out, I promise I will wear a MAGA hat for one day on the show and say, thank you for doing it.
Yeah.
I know she'll knock it right off my head. But like, you have to be able to cheer for wins when they happen and then call out relentlessly the wrongdoing. Well,
so you listen to Alyssa Farah there on The View, and she's very clearly suggesting that, okay, when good things happen, we need to be able to acknowledge it. And we're seeing Kamala Harris acknowledge credit to the president. We've seen Hillary Clinton do that. Barack Obama has acknowledged the deal, not really acknowledged the president specifically by name. But in the midst of all of this, it does appear as though for the time we do have a peace that is unprecedented in the Middle East. Let's get to our guest. Jim Carafano joins us, senior counselor to the president and E.W. Richardson Fellow for International Engagement at the Heritage Foundation. Jim, it's always a pleasure to have you here, a special pleasure to have you today.
Well, thank you for having me. It's nice to be in America for a change.
Well, we love having you home, too, as well. I don't want to couch the question that I ask you and pin you down too much. Talk to us about your thoughts on yesterday, on the peace deal, and what we can expect next.
Well, so actually, yesterday, the New York Post came out and said, hey, can you write, you know, what's next on this, which I thought was really interesting, because, you know, there's a truism, and I know it's true because I made it up, is, you know, the next war doesn't start because of how the last war ended, right? The Second World didn't start because the peace for Versailles was bad. It's what's done in the ending year which determines if there's war or peace. So this will only usher in peace, depending on what we do after.
I'm going to put Jim Carafano on hold and see if we can get a better connection, Ethan, if you can, with him. I really want to hear what he said. Or we can call him back and we can do it in the next segment if he's got 2 or 3 minutes that he can wait. I definitely want to bring his thoughts to you, and I want to make sure that we can understand it. Jim Carafano is one of the number one guests. Jim Carafano, Jim Talent, among other people. So grateful to have those great connections here on the Annie Fry Show. Let's do this. Let's take a quick break. And when we come back, we might reconnect there with Jim Carafano and ensure that we have a clear connection, because I know you want to hear what he has to say as much as I do. We'll be right back. Well, welcome back. We're sorry about that with Jim Carafano before. We wanted to get a good connection because I've been waiting to talk to Jim about what's going on in the Middle East since it happened. And I'm glad that we are able to have him here. We're going to try this again. Jim Carafano, of course, the senior.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Counselor to the President and E.W. Richardson Fellow for International Engagement at the Heritage Foundation. Jim, sorry about that. Thanks for hanging on with us.
We're uphill now, so maybe that'll make a difference.
Much better. Much better. What can you tell us about? You were talking about that question about what happens next. Take it from there.
Right. No, I was just saying the number one threat to a successful reconstruction of Gaza is not Hamas, because the Israelis will just kill those guys if they get out of line. It is bad actors wanting the project to fail from outside, kind of throwing gasoline on the fire. So that'll be something that the administration will really have to watch out for. And either, you know, if you think back right to Iraq and Afghanistan, the reason why those things were so tortured and belabored was because we never did think about the Iranians. So we were trying to reconstruct Iraq, but the Iranians were just trying to make us fail, and we never did anything about it. Same thing, the Taliban were coming out of Pakistan and continuing harassing us in Afghanistan. So if you want the reconstruction, you've got to isolate it from external bad actors. And so that'll be a challenge the administration will have to deal with.
We're speaking with Jim Carafano right now. I really wanted to know what your interpretation would be of how Russia and China both are viewing this moment, because there are quite a few countries, big countries represented, that came together to help broker this peace, mediated and led by Donald Trump, of course. But it took a lot of parties to agree and to pursue peace.
Right.
China and Russia, they were nowhere to be found.
Yeah, it's this is really a blow to both of them. First of all, they both sided with the wrong side, right? Russia actually had very good relations with Israel, and the Chinese were investing in Israeli ports. And then they both sided with Hamas, and they're dead to Israel. And now, of course, they're completely marginalized here. So it's a big blow to both of them in terms of the expansion of their influence and power in the Middle East. The power brokers in the Middle East today are the United States and Israel, but Russians won't be happy with that. The Chinese won't be. Iran won't be. And so the U.S. is going to have to watch. And the president has this is not an easy thing. He has to walk the line. First of all, most of the work's actually going to be done by friends and allies. So he has to keep that coalition together and keep them focused on getting the job done. That's going to take time and leadership.
Yeah.
The other thing is, you know, we can't afford to be like jumping in there with, you know, if things start to go south, we're not going to put a big military thing in there. So we can't get deeply engaged militarily. And look, we can't afford to pay for this, right? Other people are going to have to step up and do this. So it's not an easy path forward. But the payoff on this for the United States, and this is, I think, what people don't get, is so freaking massive. I mean, literally, we take whole parts of the world off the table, from Islamist extremism, from Chinese meddling, from Russian meddling, secure supply chains, energy, cooperation with allies. I mean, it will make if this works, it'll make our life so much easier. So my fingers are crossed. And if I'm a betting guy, I'm putting $10 down on Trump on this one.
Jim Carafano speaking with us right now. It does seem as though President Trump has been the catalyst to get this done. I'm curious as to your thoughts. Does something like this happen without Donald Trump's initiative? We've heard people from the Biden administration. Oh, we just lost him. I was just going to ask him if Biden gets any credit for this. Call me back, Jim. If he calls back. Oh, he's calling back right now. This is complicated, but this is worth it, because this is the guy you want to talk to in this moment. All right, Ethan, put him on hold. I'm putting him back on the air. You got him? There he is. Jim, we really want to talk to you.
Yeah, what you said.
I wanted to ask you. I've seen Biden administration people say, this is so great to see the plan, President Biden, that you started getting in place come to fruition. How much of this is Trump?
I thought it was an SNL skit. I didn't think that was seriously something from that somebody from the Biden administration would actually try to gaslight America and pretend that this is really the Biden plan, right? None of this would have happened without Trump. Nobody else had a plan to end this. As a matter of fact, all our friends and allies were saying, well, let's just recognize a two-state solution, even though there's no state to recognize. This one is all Trump. You know, there was just a peace deal with Azerbaijan and Armenia, and I think in fairness, they just wanted Trump to bless the deal, right? They were going to make a peace deal anyway. But this is 100% pure Donald Trump. It would not have happened without him.
Can it stay in place without him? In 2028, no. We'll elect a new president, and if he goes away and the mentality shifts directly away from where the MAGA, America First, or whatever we want to call the Trump doctrine, is this peace deal in peril?
Well, look, I mean, this is the thing. I think he's got 3 years. You know, if we aren't on a pathway forward in 3 years, the project's going to fail. So the next U.S. president is either going to inherit a success or they're going to inherit a situation which isn't working. So the bad people around the world are not going to sit by and just let Donald Trump get away with this if they can prevent it. And so Trump has to get success in place before people can come after this and pick it apart. And I think he's got about 3 years to do that.
Can I take you, before we let you go, to a different area of the world that we don't talk about very much, but Venezuela specifically? That story seems to pop up a lot of drug running that is talked about, the instability of the government there. I don't 100% even know what question to ask you other than what's up with Venezuela?
Well, I think that the president's patience with Venezuela is completely over. I mean, there was some people who said, hey, look, we can deal with this guy and, you know, kind of, you know, get him on board. And I think that's proven not happening. Now, the question is the United States specifically engineer the overthrow of the Maduro government, or they just make his life completely miserable? And then, you know, maybe he collapses of his own weight. My guess is the U.S. isn't in the business of doing regime change, but we are just going to make his life completely miserable as long as he's alive, and the government, it might collapse. Mm. You know, we got to be concerned about letting the bad guys get too close. The Venezuelans, the Cubans, the Bolivians. Well, they just had a change of government in Bolivia, so hopefully things get better there. But these people are deeply in bed with the Iranians, with the Russians, with the Chinese. You know, once we figured out that maybe having China buy farmland next to military bases was such a great idea, I think maybe we got, you know, letting them root in, you know, right next door to us in country isn't such a great idea either. So I think we're just going to keep up an enormous amount of heavy pressure on the Venezuelans.
Well, Jim,
and that's a good thing.
Yeah. Thank you for the time today. Sorry about the difficulties, but it's always worth it to speak to you. We appreciate you.
Right. Awesome to be talking to you.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Jim Carafano, the senior counselor to the president and E.W. Richardson Fellow for International Engagement at the Heritage Foundation, on X at JJ Carafano. Go give him a follow and a hi and a hello. All right, let's take a quick break. Joe Concha joins us next, a Fox News contributor and a syndicated columnist. You're going to want to check out Joe Concha. His latest book, The Greatest Comeback Ever, Inside Trump's Big Beautiful Campaign. Whenever we see these stacking up of victories by Donald Trump, I'm like, gosh, dang it, Joe Concha's going to have to write another book. That's yesterday's news. He's got all this great greatness that he's accomplished. He does it so quickly. I wonder what Joe Concha's next book is going to be. Well, his next segment is going to be with us. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
On Twitter, a lot of our Democratic elected officials are commending what happened yesterday, but they're leaving out the word Trump. You know, it's been several years, Charlie, since Twitter went from 140 characters to 280. They can put five more letters in there, but they just can't. I know.
Oh, what you know, Joe?
Joe Concha, Fox News contributor.
Well, Joe Concha, I'm so glad to talk to you today. Author of The Greatest Comeback Ever, Inside Trump's Big Beautiful Campaign. Are you writing a new book? Can you even talk about that? I don't know. I should have checked with you first. But like, the books write themselves these days, don't they?
They do. And I am writing a new book. And I actually was just working on a chapter before. It's a working title, basically, 99 Americans We Could All Do Without.
Oh, just 99?
Just, I know. I had to condense it. But, I mean, there are just so many to choose from. I mean, I honestly, like, in one afternoon, just taking a hike, like put together the whole 99. Like it didn't even take much thought. So I appreciate that. It'll be out probably next spring.
Okay. Well, I love it. And, you know, I think about, I've talked a lot about your book. It's a great, I have not talked to Joe about this before I'm giving this promotion of his book, because this is genuine from the heart. When I was in Washington, D.C. and went to the White House at the end of April, I had some time to kill, and I was walking around the mall, and, you know, in the shadow of the Capitol and the Washington Monument and the Lincoln Memorial, and I was listening to you read your book, and it is a historical document. It is so important for people to understand that yesterday, while we were watching President Trump negotiate peace that was basically non-negotiable up until that point.
Oh yeah.
What we had to go through to get to the moment where we could say President Trump again when he was the active president. Your book is so important for people to remember. But what do you think about the success he's had in less than 9 months in office?
That's the thing, less than 9 months. This does not feel like a pregnancy. This feels like, you know, like 4 years have gone by since this guy was elected. I mean, every day is just dizzying. And I just can't believe that, like a CNN, for example, they can't even draw like 500,000 viewers in primetime, despite Donald Trump being in office and every day something crazy, you know, or good or both happening. So, yeah, historical document. I appreciate that. I hope you laughed as well. There's several funny anecdotes in that. My wife listened to the book as well. So the audio thing, I guess I have to keep doing because that's the only way I'll get her to read it.
Definitely. By the way, all four of my pregnancies felt each like they were 4 years long.
You have four kids, Annie?
Yeah, I have four kids. Yeah.
Wow.
Oldest is 15. Youngest is four. My life is
15 and four.
Full. Yes, for sure.
But man.
When I think about what this president is doing, and today I want to partner Donald Trump's successes with Charlie Kirk's birthday and the acknowledgement he's getting today, because the political world seems to be, no pun intended, being made right once again. But but Charlie Kirk and what he has done as a parent, I'm talking as a mom now, what he has done to give our American culture hope going forward, just by being willing to say some basic truths out loud that a lot of conservatives have been shamed into just being quiet. Most people, I still think, have a common sense about them. But Charlie Kirk made it okay to be different than what the left screams you have to be. It's such a pivotal moment in time. I know you've got kids that are kind of similar in age to mine. How do you reflect on all of this as a dad?
Wow. What a great question. Charlie's going to get the Medal of Freedom at 4 o'clock today at the White House in honor of, obviously, 31 years. I mean, you want to talk about someone who packed a lot in the 31 years, particularly since he was 18 and started Turning Point USA and guided by his faith. And, you know, you look at like any silver lining like of this horrific execution that we witnessed in September, and that is that more than 140,000 chapter requests now for Turning Point USA throughout the country. So, you know, I had to explain to my kids what happened because I was on the air a lot, obviously, during that week. Yeah. I can't say I was like good friends with Charlie because like he's in Arizona, I'm in New Jersey. We'd run into each other at Fox News green rooms, the Republican, you know, National Convention, that sort of thing. So obviously we were cordial, friendly, had some great conversations, but I can't say like, oh, I was close to Charlie or anything like that. But I just feel for Erica so much that, you know, her little 3-year-old daughter, you know, said, you know, when's daddy coming home? And she says, well, he's on a work trip with Jesus right now. Like, what else do you say? Oh. So I don't quite know how to answer your question, Annie. I think just in the end, I just tell my kids, just, you know, show respect for people the way you'd want to be respected and always be open to different ideas and debate. And that's what Charlie was. He called people up at his rallies to debate him. The ones that disagreed the most, those were the folks that he wanted to talk to first. So he embraced the First Amendment completely. And then obviously, I mean, being shot in the neck the way he does, it was, you know, in the throat. I mean, that was just so typical of the violence that we're seeing primarily from the left. I don't want to make this political, but all I know is Donald Trump was nearly assassinated twice. Charlie Kirk was executed, and we see what happened with Tesla dealerships and the like.
Yeah.
This is what the left does. They don't want to debate. They want to destroy. And I just hate the direction this country is going in because it only feels like it's going to get worse before it gets better.
Yeah, I completely agree. And you got to be attuned to what's going on, you know, politically. It seems as though as the moderate, the people who are willing to kind of just even peek around the corner, like Donald Trump keeps doing good things and winning and really following through. None of this should be a surprise. Donald Trump gave us a list of things he wanted to do when he became president, and he's blowing through that list of things that he wants to do. He told us this is what's going to happen. And I think people are realizing that maybe he's not as scary as they've been made out, as they've made him out to be. But at the same time, those people who are still clinging bitterly to this idea that he's the orange man baddest, they seem to be getting angrier and angrier and louder and louder, even though I do believe that they are becoming fewer.
No, I agree with you on that. And it's funny because on the book that you mentioned, the greatest comeback ever, I went with the picture of Donald Trump at McDonald's, right, waving goodbye at a drive-thru. And when I showed the president, you know, when the book first, like the cover was completed, I was at Mar-a-Lago on New Year's Eve. And
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And I said, oh, by the way, the cover just came out like yesterday, and I'd love to show it to you. And he's like, wow. He goes, I bet that they told you to go with the assassination photo with the blood on my face. I go, well, yeah, they did. But I thought, like, this was more indicative of the campaign because they try to paint you as this fascist, Nazi, Hitler kind of guy, but at last check, Adolf probably didn't work the drive through at McDonald's, right? Like, in other words,
serving French fries.
Yeah, serving French fries, right? And waving and smiling. Like, he defies the caricature every time. He's this billionaire, but yet he's totally relatable. He's a funny guy. So I think in the end, just imagine if Kamala Harris was president. Let's put it that way, because you see this book tour going on. And it's worse than you could possibly imagine in terms of it being a train wreck. Imagine her running the country right now. She wouldn't run. It would be all these faceless people that ran Biden. It would be the same thing with Kamala. So we literally dodged a bullet with Donald Trump being reelected again. And all I know is that he's doing exactly what he said he would do. And some people may disagree with it, but I'm sorry. I like a closed border. I like the fact that we have a country now that puts America first again. And overall, you know, I know the tariff thing, it's going to be shaky for a while, but in the end, I think it's going to be ultimately good. So here we are, and Donald Trump's at something like 48% approval, which in this modern time is pretty high.
Yeah.
You can't hardly get above 50 anymore. Rasmussen has him at 51, but yeah, that's where we're at.
Do you still grade President Trump? You look at the polls and stuff. Do you still kind of grade him on a curve? These polls don't generally they never lean Trump, you know, they never err on the side of Trump, of course. Do you still have a curve for him when you read all these different numbers?
At 5 points. Yeah, it's always at 5 points. It was during the campaign, and now it is here. The fact that he achieved peace in Gaza, where you even have Stephen Colbert kind of sort of praising him, MSNBC, Washington Post, he's exceeding expectations, I think, in many people's minds. And again, what is the Democrats' alternative? Like, who are you going to run? You're going to run AOC, right? She's an adolescent, right, that plays on TikTok a lot. Like, that's your candidate? Or is it Gavin Newsom, who obviously just whatever way the wind is blowing, he will say whatever it takes to be elected. He's not authentic. So, yeah, I think J.D. Vance is very well set up in 2028. A Vance Rubio ticket would be very formidable. And I'd be very curious to see who the Democrats end up nominating. But if it's Gavin Newsom and you want the country to be like California, all right, roll the dice, take your chances. I'm pretty sure no one wants that.
Yeah, they're leaving California in droves. I want to ask you about New Jersey because I know you're from there. We're watching these races in these years get a lot more national attention than, you know, I live in Illinois. J.B. Pritzker is running for a third term. He says no kings, too. I think that's kind of funny. Chitterelli is, I saw within the, it was like 4 points out, which might be in the margin of error, but I heard on Outnumber today that in the last election, did Chitterelli run last time? Is this his second time?
He did.
So
he ran 4 years ago and lost by 2 points when people thought he would lose by 15, 16.
So his polling, he actually did 5 points better. You just said, add 5 points to Donald Trump. On Outnumbered, they said today that he actually finished 5 points better than he was polling. So that would put him in a razor-thin lead right now in New Jersey. Can he pull off this governor race and a Republican be the governor of New Jersey?
Absolutely. I think that is definitely a possibility. You look at Joe Biden won, New Jersey by 16 points in 2020. And then Kamala Harris won by about five in 2024. That's an 11-point difference. I think in the end that Jack Chitterelli has all the momentum right now because Mikey Sherrill, who's the Democrat, she's like a Mamdani. She's almost a communist in terms of all the things she wants. She wants girls playing against boys in sports. She can't explain, and again, this goes across party lines, she made $7 million in the stock market 3 years after being elected into Congress, where she was on the Armed Services Committee and was trading in defense stocks like Raytheon and Honeywell, and I could go down on General Dynamics. And so she can't explain that. She didn't walk with her class during her graduation at the Naval Academy because of a cheating scandal, yet she refuses to release her disciplinary transcript as far as why did that happen exactly. So overall, she's for raising taxes, women playing against men in sports, and I think New Jersey, I think we've had enough. I mean, you talk about like moving out of New York. U-Haul is going to run out of trucks in terms of people moving out of New Jersey for places like Tennessee and Texas and Georgia and Florida, because those are just better places to live based on the taxes alone. So I think that Jack has a really good shot here, and he's a common sense guy, authentic. That's the thing. And Mikey Sherrill right now, she was up by 20 points in June, and now that's been basically completely erased. It's not how you start, it's how you finish, Annie.
And every vote counts. Does Donald Trump, does he make a trip to New Jersey, does that help a point? Does it hurt a point?
I wonder, right? Because he hasn't come here at this point. So you wonder if it's like a Glenn Youngkin kind of situation where Youngkin won in Virginia despite Trump not campaigning with him.
Right.
So you wonder, like, will that energize the other side or will that help Jack Chitterelli? Trump has endorsed him, so that's good for Jack. But at the same time, campaigning with him, I don't think it's going to happen. I think it's the type of thing like, look, let's not rock the boat. We could win this thing right now. And it's weird because Trump is the sitting president and is very popular in New Jersey, I would think. But maybe they think, okay, let's not give the other side some sort of talking point to go with there, Annie.
It's not how you start, it's how you finish. And it looks like Jack is well on his way to a potentially strong finish. So we will watch. Everybody's paying attention. Joe Concha, we always appreciate you. Thanks for being with us today.
Four kids. Your husband, the super sperm. Good for him. I mean, that's very, very impressive.
Yes, let's please commend my husband in the bearing of four children here.
Yes.
He's going to love to hear this. He's going to be rolling. We'll talk to you again soon.
Tell him I said hi.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Eddie. Bye.
I might. I'll see how that goes. Super sperm. Okay. Wait till someone's going to text that. I think I might be turning a little red here right now. Wait until someone texts my husband about that, and they'll probably just text him that word. And he's going to go, oh, gosh, what happened? What happened? I don't know. Joe Concha happened. You can't contain that, man. Get his book. Seriously, think about it. Get his book for a Christmas gift for your Trump fan out there. It is, I refer to it as a historical document because it is an accounting of things that I covered day to day while all of this was going on right here on the Annie Fry Show, right here on the Fox News radio affiliate in St. Louis, 97.1 FM Talk. And as he was telling the story from each and everything that happened during that campaign, I'm like, oh my gosh, that's right. Oh my gosh, that's right. And I was remembering all of these things. And you're like reading this book going, oh my gosh, how is this going to end? Well, we know the ending, but he walks you all the way up to it. And it is quite something. The book is called The Greatest Comeback Ever, Inside Trump's Big, Beautiful Campaign. And you can get it now. Highly recommend. And as he said, it's got the McDonald's drive-through photo on it. So it displays wonderfully in your home or in your office. If you're like one of those troublemakers, just get that book up just to put in the back of your office just for people to walk by. You could be that person. All right, let's take a quick break. The YouTube poll want to remind you to go vote among U.S. presidents. How great is President Donald Trump? America's best president. Top five, top 10, or he's not great at all, Annie. What are you talking about? Go vote at youtube.com/@AnnieFry. We'll be right back. All right, Ryan's not here today. He's got the day off. He is with his family. So Ethan's sitting in that chair, so I think I want to poke a little fun at you.
Uh-oh. Why?
What did I do? What did you Google before the show started? We were talking about something.
I don't remember. What did I Google?
We were talking about something.
I Google lots of things.
And you kind of stopped participating in the conversation and locked into your computer. I go, are you Googling?
It was a lady, redheaded.
You Googled a lady's name.
Famous actress.
No!
Singer.
Yes?
Singer. Redheaded.
Reba McEntire.
Reba McEntire.
I said Reba. And he didn't. There's a spot that had her voice on it. And yeah. I commented, oh, that's Reba McEntire. And then he disengaged from the conversation with me and locked into his computer. I go, are you Googling Reba McEntire? And he goes, oh, yeah, she's the actress.
That gave me arthritis.
When you look her up, it says American singer and actress.
Yeah.
And
well, now.
I've heard of Reba the show. She was in Charlotte's Web. I loved that movie when I was a kid. Young Sheldon, The Voice.
Reba the Flamethrower.
I would recognize her more from the movies she's been in.
What movies?
Than, I just said, Charlotte's Web, probably.
That's it?
Charlotte's Web, Young Sheldon, no. And I've heard of Reba. And I probably, would I know any of her music as a non-country fan?
Here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down.
You should go into country music, but no.
Why, so you cannot know who I am? And what was the one you said before the show?
The Night the Lights Went Out in Georgia.
Man, I Feel Like a Woman, that one?
In Georgia. No, that's Shania Twain.
Oh,
if you see Shania Twain today, we'll have no resemblance to Shania Twain of...
Shania Twain's the one that does the Sunday Night Football anthem, right?
I don't know.
You miss Ryan yet?
I just say, I don't have the ability to fire you. You do not work for me.
Kind of.
But this is not working for me. Carrie Underwood.
Yeah, I had never heard of Reba McEntire.
Reba's a one-word name person.
Wait a second. Let me correct that.
Timothy reminds us Reba was in Tremors. Correct.
I don't even know what that is.
Oh, really? Gosh.
I said, because I was like,
Tremors?
You noticed that I was looking up something, and I said, I just had to connect name to face. The name sounded familiar. The face looked very familiar.
Reba's name sounded familiar.
I was born in 2000.
It's like there's other Rebas.
That's my excuse.
I'm trying to think of who is big enough right now. Like Reba in country music.
Is she pretty famous?
She's as big as it gets. Like she is on the of all the people who are as big as it gets. Like you can say Dolly, you can say Reba, and everybody.
She's on Dolly's level.
I don't know. I think they're a little bit of a different time. Dolly's a little bit older than Reba, but in different generations, yes.
Well, I Googled most famous country singers
There's
of all
no
time.
Reba land, but...
She was on the list, but she was a little lower on the list.
Who?
She was in ninth on the list. Reba.
You Googled what?
Most famous country singers of all time.
Give us the top 10.
How do you say it? Is it Merle Haggard?
Merle, yeah.
Garth Brooks, Loretta Lynn.
Merle. Haggard.
I have a history of mispronouncing words on this show.
Merle Haggard.
Garth Brooks, Loretta Lynn, Dolly Parton, Johnny Cash, Hank Williams, George Strait, Willie Nelson, and Reba McEntire.
Well, I feel vindicated that she is in the top 10 of all-time country singers. And none of the ones that you have just said there are current.
There's 42 more if you want me to keep going.
Well, I got like 30 seconds. We are not in the business of just filling time on this show. What
not
are you
once.
Talking about?
Never once has that happened.
Timothy says Reba is really close to Dolly level. Like, I don't know if anybody is. Quick Rick says nobody's on Dolly level. Correct. I understand it. But
Frank also says Merle is the goat.
It's Merle. Pay attention. He's a refined individual. I apologize to everybody that's listening on Ethan's behalf, of course. X's and Y's in the next segment or next hour. Don't go away.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.